Okay. Tonight is Wednesday, May 29th. This is the Women's Mishnah Gemara Shir. We're continuing our Shiurim of the Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Tonight is the fifth of the series. Okay, Rabotai. I'd like to dedicate the shiur to the memory of Tovia Rachel Bas Chayisava Rav Mordechai HaKohen, that is Yocheved Shachter's mother, Aleha HaShalom. And I'm sure she's sitting in her perch above, enjoying incredible nachat from Yocheved and her children, and subsequently her grandchildren as well. And it's always good to engage in Talmud Torah on the day of a Yahrzeit, because it expresses everything that a parent hoped for, to continue passing along our traditions, which have dated back all the way back to Sinai, and hopefully will continue in your family for so many years. Okay, tonight we're going to do the most famous opinion concerning one aspect of Sfiras HaOmer, and as Rav Asher Weiss points out, this particular opinion, cited in the name of the Bahag, the Baal Halachot Gedolot, the funny thing is that we haven't even the source of his own writings where he wrote this opinion. And everybody, it must have been said because everybody knew about it and commented on it. So this is a topic that has garnered much discussion. Here is the issue. Somebody misses counting the Omer for a particular day. Are you allowed to resume counting with the bracha if you missed an entire day? So you know the answer. What's the answer? No. Okay, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But the first Rishon to make such an opinion, it doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara, is the Bahag. He also had an ancillary part of that halacha, that if you forgot to count at night, you count during the day without a beracha, and then if you do so, you may resume the following night with a beracha. Again, everybody knows that. Again, it's attributed to the Bahag. So we are going to try to understand the Bahag, because if you heard about it, you should know what it's all about. And a series of Rishonim who just said, forget about it. He doesn't know what he's talking about, this Bahag. Okay, so we're starting with a Tosfot in Maseches Menachot. And in Menachot, on Daf Samach Vav, we saw that Gemara already. That's the Gemara that talks about counting the Omer, whether it's a Doraisa or not a Doraisa. So, if you remember correctly, the Gemara had said in the name of Amemar that the mitzvah of counting the Omer today is only a Zecher Lemikdash. It is not a mitzvah midoraita. Why is it not a mitzvah, despite the fact that it is written in Parshat Emor, Perek Chav Gimel of Sefer Vayikra, that you have to know by heart? Why is it only? Because there is no Korban Omer. And the Korban Omer, which is brought on the 16th day of the month of Nisan, is the trigger for counting. Hence, the count today is only of a rabbinic nature, to remember the practice that existed in the Mikdash. So Tosafot makes the following comment based on Zecher LeMikdash. Nirah, it appears to me, the besafek chashecha yachol levarech ve'ein tzorich lahamtin ad shiyehe vaday laila. That if it is safek chashecha, it is a time period when we're not sure if it's day, or not sure it's night, so that's called Safik Hashecha. In our halachic terminology, we call it bein hashmashot. So you can make a bracha if you count bein hashmashot. So tonight there would be somewhere around 8:15, 8:18, till after about 9 o'clock. Under those circumstances, you're allowed to count and make a bracha. Ve'ein tzarich lehamtin ad shiyehe vaday laila. And you don't have to wait until it's definitively night. Kevan shehu sfeika derabanan. Because it is a safek midraban on a derabanan issue. What do I mean a safek? The halachic time period between sundown and absolute nightfall, tzeit, is a halachic safek. So how do I resolve it? Is it day or night? Since the issue at hand is only a derabanan, says Tosfot, you have a right to go leniently. Lekula. Safek derabanan lekula. So lekula means you can count. And assume it happens to be nightfall. That's what Tosfos says. In Shulchan Aruch, it does not agree with Tosfos. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, says you should wait until tzeit hakochavim. However, in most shuls that are piloted by Talmidim of the Rav always said that you can count after sundown. You don't have to wait till tzeit hakochavim. And in fact, he said it's actually preferred to do so based on the next line which Tosfos says. The Od Omer, the Afilu Bayom, Samuch L'chashecha Adif, Mishum Timimot. Bayom Samuch L'chashecha. At a time, day, when it is close to night. Anybody know what time period that is?
Evening?
No, but halachically speaking. Plag Hamincha, after Plag. So that would be, this week Plag's about 6:40. It's an hour and a quarter, halachic hours, before sunset. So after Plag HaMincha, he said, says Tosfos, you can count based on Timimot. We'll see what that's a very critical word. The Pasuk says in Parshat Amor that you're supposed to count Sheva Shabbatot Timimot. So he is Tosfos. Tosfos here says that Timimot means, the simple reading of Timimot means that you should count a full 7 weeks. That's what it means. Don't miss a day. And based on that, the Bahag is the one who said, if you miss a day, you can't count any longer. Why? Because it can't be Timimot. It can't be Sheva Shabbatot Timimot any longer. But here Tosfot is applying Timimot on every single night. Every day when you begin to count, it should be a complete day that is counted. A complete day. So Tosfot initially said you can count after sundown. Now he says no, count after Plag HaMincha. Because in certain areas of halacha, Plag HaMincha is considered as if it would be nighttime for certain areas of halacha. For example, you're allowed to daven Maariv after Plag HaMincha. Every shul in America has the 7 o'clock minyan. 7 o'clock minyan is before sunset, but it's after Plag HaMincha. So where we get that from is that in the Beit HaMikdash, all activity of the Beit HaMikdash, which is limited only to daytime, there is no activity in the Mikdash at night, was completed by Plag HaMincha. So since all the daytime activity was completed at Plag HaMincha, halachically Plag HaMincha becomes viewed as Laila. So therefore, if you want to get a complete day, you start at the earliest possible moment of the day, of the night, actually. So if you wait until Tzeit HaKochavim, absolute nightfall, Well, the night technically starts earlier, so you're missing part of the evening, and you don't get as much timimot in by waiting till later. And that's why the Rav always recommended that you count after sundown, and Tosfos even says to count after Plaga Mincha.
But then you're not cutting off the day before by doing
no, because each day will end at Plaga Mincha.
So what's the difference if you consider each day ending at Plaga Mincha and therefore the splits here, or if you consider each day ending at
That's a good question. What are you doing? It's a good question. People ask that question. Yeah.
Sorry, two questions.
We'll take one. I wanted the other one. Samuch l'chashecha is ben hashmashos, but here he says afilu bayom samuch l'chashecha. You count during the day. Halachically, in every area of halacha, after plaga mincha is still day. You're allowed to have mincha. You can't. Any mitzvah that has to be done, not except for davening Maariv, and here counting the Omer, but any other mitzvah, you can't eat matzah, you know, you can't read the Megillah after plag. So, but here it's called Bayoms, that's plag HaMincha. But normally, Samach L'Chashecha, but that's Safek HaShecha. Safek HaShecha is after, is during Ben HaShemashot, not after plag. But Bayom, Samach L'Chashecha, that's plag. What's the other one?
So, based on this shita, could you then not make any early Shabbos during the Omer?
Why not?
Because you're going to start Shabbos, you're cutting off Friday.
What's the wrong with? Oh, what do you mean in terms of the Omer that you did?
Yeah, during the Omer.
Okay, it's a good question. The answer is you can.
I mean,
you can.
I do, but
I know we all do. We all do. We're not worried about this idea that I'm going to cut it off. This is Tosfos's unique interpretation of the word tmimot. So most of us will, say that tmimot means 7 complete weeks.
Other than Shavuos itself.
That's it. Yeah. Yes.
There are shuls that don't make early Shabbos
during the Omer. Yeah, there are some. Yes. And in fact, that's the sad sack reason why we don't daven Maariv early on Shavuos.
Right.
To allow that 49th day to expire completely. That is correct. Right, this year it's Motzei Shabbos, so it's not so eventful. But on the normal, what do they do with the YU thing? Do they daven Maariv late, or they also daven? Most shuls have daven late. Most shuls do daven late. But Bnei Shoren actually has an early minyan, even on Arab shuls. They don't wait until late. 1 minyan. Anyhow, that's what Tosfos says. Then Tosfos says, "Ve'ein nira es gefelt minisht." That which I just said, he was probably quoting somebody else. I don't like it. He doesn't even say why he doesn't like it. He just doesn't like it. Next statement. If somebody forgot to count at night, pasak bal halachot gedolot, that's the bei hei gimel, shesofer bayom, that you count during the day. V'chein ha'yenira mitok stam masnis in the sof perkin. This would appear from a Gemara in Menachos. Disnan mitzvato balayla liktzor. When should you cut the grain for the Omer that will be brought the next day? At night. However, im niktzar bayom kasher. But if you didn't cut the grain at night, you cut it the next morning, it's okay. It's okay. So under those circumstances, Tosfos says, I can understand why the Bahag said, if you didn't count at night, you can count during the day. For after all, if there is this link between the Omer and the count, just as the Omer should be cut at night, but if not, you do it during the day. If you didn't count it, you're supposed to count at night. But if you didn't count at night, rather, when do you count? The next day. Fine. Now, if this analogy would be correct, what should be the halakha of counting during the day? What should be the halakha? You count with a bracha. That's what should have been. But that's not the case. Even the Bahag said you can count, but without a bracha. So this explanation that I necessarily count because I can cut the Omer, that would not be wholly supported, because if that were the case, there should be no difference between the count at night versus the count during the day. So that's point number one. Then go to the bottom of the Tosfos. Od Pasak Bahalachot Gedolot. She'im Hifsik Yom Echad. If somebody misses one day, Velo Safar, and he didn't count, Shuv Eino Sofer. You can't count. It means you can't count with a bracha. To say Hayoim, Shloshi Yom Loma, what's the big deal? Why? Mishum debaya timimot, because you require timimot. Says Tosfos, v'tema gedoylohu. I am perplexed with such an opinion. V'lo yitachen. It is impossible that it's correct. Impossible. So Tosfos would advocate that you can miss 20 nights, and you make a bracha the next night that you count. So, give me at least one way, I'm looking for two, but give me one way to explain the machloikas between Tosfot and the Bahag. And Tosfos is very forceful here. So it's not just say, I disagree. He's saying, I am perplexed, v'lo yitachen. It's impossible that he's right. So what would be the basis of the debate between Bahag and Tosafot? How would you analyze it conceptually?
Well, what happened to the Omer itself? If you forgot, you didn't cut it at night, and then you...
Cut it during the day.
So you didn't cut it the next day. Let's say you missed...
That's it. So you didn't bring the Korban Omer. So what happens? No one is allowed to eat Chadash. The Omer's function is to be Matir the Chadash, to allow the new grain. Today, it's a mitzvah and a lav to eat Chadash, which is recorded in Shulchan Aruch and was ignored for thousands of years in Chutz La'aretz, based on the impossibility of fulfilling it. Impossibility of fulfilling.
Except for the
Gerblers. What?
Except for the Gerblers.
No, I'm talking about today's times. Today's time, it's a lot easier. But years ago, pre-American Jewry, it was impossible. Why? Because nobody is ever going to have grain in January that they cut before Rosh Hashanah. Nobody's going to have such grain. You have to wait and for the new grain that grows. You have to wait until either they bring the Korban Omer. In the absence of the Beit HaMikdash, then you have to wait for the second day of Pesach to pass. That's the way the Torah frames it. If there is a Korban, you have to bring the Korban. So if they didn't bring the Korban, no one's allowed to eat Chadash. That means, in effect, you can't eat bread. You can't eat cake. Because it's all going to be Chadash. Anything that grows, either from Rosh Hashanah or from the last year Pesach. In America, it became a little easier to do it, even years ago, based on the fact that America stores excess grain in these huge storage places, and it was possible for a particular bakery to acquire chadash grain, yashan, old grain. Today, there's not a bakery in Teaneck that uses chadash. They all use yashan. It's a matter of fact today. It's much easier to observe it today. But years ago, it was very, very difficult. The Rav was not... he was makbid, but he didn't keep it. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was very makbid. Very... I remember he made a wedding. in the Roosevelt Hotel, and he brought all of the grain from Chicago from the bakery which observed Chadash.
Yashan.
Oh, Yashan. Yeah.
We had Tanayim, David and I, real Tanayim, and he had only matzah.
Because it was, okay. Yeah. So, but that didn't answer my question.
I'm sorry. Okay.
What would be conceptually, what's the debate?
Whether you can have a bracha, whether you can skip a day and not continue it.
That's whether you can, to explain Tosfos and the Baha'i. Whether you skip a day, you skip 10 days, can I resume with the bracha the next night? Yes or no? Why?
One of them might consider each day a separate.
Ah! Excellent! Excellent. The question is, hold on. The question is as to whether or not each day of the Omer is considered a separate mitzvah, or is there one mitzvah which happens to have 49 different parts?
We wouldn't make a bracha every day if it was one.
Oh, so that's going to be the next question. Excellent. Hold on. So let's just take Pearl's suggestion. The kernel of the debate is, how do I look at the mitzvah of counting the Omer? Tosfot obviously believes that there are four, that each day is a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah. Namely, there's a mitzvah to count tonight. There was a mitzvah last night. So if you didn't fulfill a mitzvah last night, doesn't mean that you don't do the mitzvah tonight. You, of course, do the mitzvah tonight. That's Tosfos' opinion. The Baha'i, according to many, believed that, in fact, as I said, we don't have any evidence what the Baha'i really believed because it's not found in his book. The Baha'i, in all probability, believed that all 49 days constitute one mitzvah. And in order to get credit for the mitzvah, what do you have to do? You have to count 49 times. So your question is, so why do you make a bracha 49 times? So the answer is, because this in itself, as to what a bracha on a mitzvah is subject to another titanic debate. Is a bracha recited on the kiyum ha-mitzvah, on the fulfillment of a mitzvah, or on the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, or on the action? So I will give you one of the cases that illustrates it enormously. Okay? You're on a hike, so you have peanut butter and jelly sandwich on your hike. Others have jelly and peanut butter sandwich. Some have both. Peanut butter and jelly. So you have a hike. You don't have any cup to wash. But you come across some water. So what are you supposed to do? You dip your hand. Oh, that's a machlokes. Some say, Tosfos says, that you say, al nitilas yadayim. Al nitilas yadayim. The Baha'i happens to say, you say, al tevilas yadayim. Why? What's the difference? So if a bracha follows the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, well, the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah is tevila. Netila means with a cup, with a utensil. Netila means to take a cup. That's, netila doesn't mean to wash. It means to take a cup, a utensil. So under those circumstances, you make a bracha on the kiyum. Says the Baha'i, on the Maisa rather, says Tosfos, here, what do? The Masa is to count every single night, even though there's only one Kiyum HaMitzvah. But the Masa is to count every night, so you make a bracha every single night. The Baha'i is of the opinion here that the bracha doesn't relate to the Masa, it remains to the Kiyum. And in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, what do you have to do? You have to count all 49 times. But if you miss it one night, the kiyum ha-mitzvah is gone, and hence, you can never count again. Even though you are engaged in the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, but you're not ever going to fulfill the kiyum ha-mitzvah. The kiyum is 49 days. That's one possible way of explaining the machlokes. Yes?
The then would he say, if you missed an entire day, not only will you not say bracha in the future, but don't even bother counting in the future?
He doesn't say you should count. He doesn't say you should count. He just says you can't count with a bracha. And you know, because he can't tell you you're not allowed to count.
But
it's a waste of time.
It's a waste of time. There's
correct.
No point in continuing.
Correct. No. When you're dealing with a bracha, though, it's not just a waste of time. It's a bracha levatala.
Right.
And that's why he tells you, do not count with a bracha. Yes.
What about, I don't know who says, what about the people who say this, something about the weeks, because it's Sheva Shabbatot, so you have to
that's
the week.
Much later in history. That we're going to get to that. That's the Beis Halevi's chiddush to minimize the default of the Bahag. You know what? If you miss the day, that's fine. But when you get to the end of the week, you can count because that's a new mitzvah. Count. Right? We'll get to that. Talk about it, but not tonight. Yes, that it's two separate. Good. Take a look at page number 2 for a minute. What?
Yerachim.
Who?
Yerachim.
No, this is just numbered regularly. So, here we're going to see a Rabbeinu Tam and another Tosis that quotes this Bahag. Says Tosis, the Mishnah says, Kol Halayla Kosher L'Ktziras HaOmer. This Mishnah in Megillah is a very important one on Daf Chav. It states, any mitzvah which is assigned to daytime can be performed an entire day. For example, when are you supposed to blow shofar? During the day. When are you allowed to blow shofar? An entire day. When are you supposed to take a lulav? During the day. When are you allowed to take a lulav? All day. Etc., etc. Same thing with mitzvot that are assigned for the night. The mitzvah, you have to eat matzah at night, you're allowed to eat matzah all night. Even though there isn't a Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah who says you have to finish by 12, the halacha is against him. You're allowed to eat it all night. And so on and so forth. So the Mishnah says, it gives illustrations. The Mishnah says, Kol halayla kosher l'ktziras omer. You're supposed to cut the grain for the Omer at night. When during the night? All night. You should do it earlier because of Zrizin Makdimin L'mitzvot. You should always try to do a mitzvah at your earliest opportunity. Oimer Rabbi Nitam, says the Rabbi Nitam, She'im shochach levarech balayla, lo yivarech bayom. That if you forget to make a bracha of counting at night, do not make a bracha during the day. Kidemashma b'hai stoma demasnitin. Because it parallels the line, the caption of this Tosfos. It says, Kol halayla. What does Kol halayla mean? All night, not during the day, is kosher for cutting the omer. So Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam, simply says, you can't count with a bracha during the day. That's all the Rabbeinu Tam says. Fine. Then go to three lines from the bottom. In the middle of the third, in the middle of three lines from the bottom, or four lines from the top of the Tosis, it's towards the end of the line. Ubehag kasav. Does everybody have the place? Mm-hmm. Ubehag kasav. Dehecha deinchi levarech balayla, somebody who forgot to count at night, yimne lemachar below bracha. He should count the next day without a bracha. V'chein halacha. That is the halacha. Aval im shochach layla v'yom, but if he missed a night and a day, lo yimne od bibracha debeinon tamimot. So you should not count with a bracha because you need tamimos. So what does that mean, you need tamimos? What does that mean? It means that I look at all 49 days as one mitzvah. And the only way to get tamimot is by counting every single night. Therefore, you cannot count any longer with a bracha. With a bracha.
He implies you should count without a bracha.
Good. Correct. You could say he implied you should count, or he's not telling you not to count because what's the big deal? So I want to share with you something that we once said in the name of the Rav about another topic and how the Rav applied it to say you definitely should count. Not just that it's not okay, it's okay, you should count during the day and what it accomplishes. Does anybody remember the discussion that we had concerning the Ramban who listed counting the Omer as a mitzvah she'ein hazman girama? Remember that Ramban? The Ramban came up with, there's a Mishnah in Kedushin that lists all of the mitzvot tasei she'zman grama and mitzvot tasei she'ein hazman grama, and counting the Omer is not, he lists not in zman grama.
So it would imply that you can do it day and night.
So that's. But what about it's only 49 days of the year? That should make it zman grama. So everybody who commented on this Ramban said it was a printer's mistake.
That's an easy way out.
Easy way out. Printer's mistake. Right? No, he put it in the wrong column. The printer put it in the wrong column. It should be in the other column of mitzvah sasatius man grama like all the others. That's the way Rabbi Schechter writes it in his book. So I, like I do many times when he writes, I told him I heard the Rav say something else. Not that it was a mistake. And he put it in the next volume. He always does that. Puts it in the next volume. So I told him you should remember this. The function of the Omer is not only to fulfill the mitzvah of the Omer. It has a secondary function as well. What is the secondary function of the Omer? To determine when the Yontav of Shavuos is. The Yontav of Shavuos in Parshat Emor, which you're supposed to know by heart, is the only Chag that does not have a date recorded in the Torah. Every other Yontav has a date of the month. It's Be'echad LaChodesh HaShvi, which is Rosh Hashanah. First, Asara liyom lechagashvi, that's Yom Kippur. Chamisha asar yom lechagashvi, that's Sukkot. Echad lechodesh, chamisha asar yom lechodesh harishon, that's Pesach. But Shavuos, there's no date. Because once you know the date of Pesach, the next day you start counting, and 49 days later the count is over. The 50th day is Shavuos. So the count has two purposes. One purpose is to fulfill the mitzvah of counting the Omer, and the second purpose is to be koveya the Chag HaShavuos. That's why the Gemara says Shavuos, in terms of a calendaric date, can be one of 3 days in the month of Sivan. It can be the fifth day of the month of Sivan. It can be the sixth day of the month of Sivan. And it can be the seventh day of the month of Sivan.
Depending on
when Rosh Chodesh Iyar and in Sivan was. Because when they counted, when they declared the Rosh Chodesh based on the appearance of the new moon, and there was no fixed calendar, so depending on how many days Nisan had, if the witnesses came after 29 days of since the last time, so then day number 30 is Rosh Chodesh. But if witnesses didn't come, then the previous month had 30 days, and day 31 is Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So there is an extra day to Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Nisan. Same thing could happen with Rosh Chodesh Iyar. We don't know when the witnesses are going to come after 29 days or 30 days. So sometimes they came on day number 30 for both months. Sometimes they came on day number 31 for both months. Sometimes they came on day 30 for one and day 31 for the other. So depending on which day the witnesses arrived, that will determine which day of the month is Shavuos. Because whether the witnesses came or not, we're going to count the Omer. And the counting of the Omer is what determines the Yontov of Shavuos. So if the previous month had 30 days, only 30 days, 30 days, if they both had 30 days, both of them had 30 days, then Shavuos is going to be on the 5th of Sivan. Because two of the days of the count are used up with the extra day in Nisan and the extra day in Iyar. If the witnesses came on after day number 29, and the 30th was already Rosh Chodesh, then Shavuos is going to be on the 7th day of the month of Iyar. And if one was 29 days and one was 30 days, it's on the 6th. Our calendar is fixed. Nisan always has 30 days. That's why Iyar is 2-day Rosh Chodesh. Iyar always has 29 days. And there's always a 1-day Rosh Chodesh of Sivan. So, therefore, said the Rav, for the mitzvah of counting the Omer, when must it be? It follows the pattern of cutting the Omer. So the cutting of the Omer is at night. Hence, to fulfill the mitzvah of counting the Omer, it has to be at night. But for the purpose of designating the Yontov of Shavuos, as long as you count a day, that's sufficient. So once you missed it at night, you should still count during the day. Because when we count during the day, it is enabling us to observe the Yontov of Shavuos in the appropriate day. And that if, said the Rav, all of Klal Yisrael would skip one night, nobody in Klal Yisrael would count the Omer. Nobody. Particularly in Eretz Yisrael. Nobody. Then there would be Shavuos. Shavuos would not take place. Because Shavuos can only take place as a result of an effective count. So that's why, even though you don't make a bracha, the bracha is only to fulfill the primary mitzvah of matching the mitzvah of Ketziras HaOmer. But the secondary mitzvah should be done, and that's why it's not just that it's they didn't say count without a bracha, but did not tell you don't count with a bracha, but they didn't say, oh, you're not allowed to count. Nobody says that. And it's not a waste of time. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch will paskin like this Bahag based on that rationale. That it's appropriate to count for the secondary use, and that's why the Ramban said that women are obligated to count the Omer. And it's not a mitzvah seseshes mangrama. Because you are obligated to observe the Yontov of Shavuos. And the only way for you to know when Shavuos is to count the Omer like everybody else. Yeah?
So you still have to count it starting the day after Mitzvah?
Correct. That's when the Mitzvah starts.
But I mean, I'm still saying it's still time-bound.
That is correct. But it has another function. It has and that function you have to have for a mitzvah that you're obligated to observe. So despite the fact that it looks like it's time-bound, and women should have been exempt, they are now obligated to participate in this mitzvah.
But it still doesn't answer how
Rambam put it in that column. Okay, he put it in that column because he wanted a mandate that women observe it.
Oh.
That's why he put it there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, if you interpret the word tamimot as not that they're all 49 days is one mitzvah, you interpret tamimot meaning that every day should be a fully counted one. And therefore, when do we start counting? At night, not during the day. Then I don't have the concept any longer that all 49 days are one mitzvah. I use the word tamimot in a different way. How do I use the word tamimot? That it should be a fully counted day. But that doesn't leave available the first interpretation of tamimot, which means that you must look at all 49 days as one mitzvah. So there, you can now believe that the 49 days of the Omer are not one mitzvah. They are separate mitzvot. And when should I perform every mitzvah? At the beginning of each night. So that that day which you choose to count will be Temimot. And therefore you believe that even if you missed an entire day, you can still and should still make a bracha. That's the position of the Chinuch. Take page 3, Midini HaMitzvah. He does not believe that Temimot means one big mitzvah. He says, Masha Omru Zichronam Levracha, Shemitzvah Limnotam Mi Ba'erev Kidei Shiyihiyu Temimot, Kemosha Amar HaKatuv Temimot Tihiyena, V'amru Zichronam Levracha, Eimatai Hein Temimot Bizman Shematchil Mi Ba'erev. So the machloikis between Tosfos and the Bahag actually revolves on how we define the word Temimot. So if you define the word Temimot as being all 49 are together, then you believe it's only one mitzvah. Hence, if you miss a day, you don't make a bracha. But if you define the word Temimot like the Chinuch does, it means every day shall be a fully counted day. A fully counted day. And as a result, you should start counting at the beginning of the night, which for all our intents and purposes is by sundown. That's the beginning of the night already. But you don't have anything available to teach you that it's all one mitzvah. So you must believe then it's separate mitzvot. If it's separate mitzvot, you adopt Tosfos' position that if you miss one night, you count the next night with a bracha. Yeah.
I don't have a fully formed idea, a question, but when you said that Shavuos is like canceled, if nobody makes the bracha.
No, if nobody, yeah, nobody counts.
Right?
Yeah.
So, wouldn't the inverse be some kind of a arevus if somebody makes the bracha, that you could somehow piggyback on it?
It's a good question, but arevus means...
The answer is
that if 10 Jews will do it, that's enough. You need a quorum. You need a tzibur to count the yom. You don't need every single Jew. You need a quorum of Jews to observe it. And probably a quorum of Jews in Israel. Probably. Not in Chutz Laretz. Probably. But your invoking of the halach of Arvus is... It sounds nice that one guy can do it for everybody, but that's not the way the halach of Arvus is applied. How is the halach of Arvus applied? That if I made Kiddush already, I can recite the Kiddush on your behalf. You have to listen, of course. But how can I recite the Kiddush? I am no longer obligated. The answer is, based on Arvut, I have not fulfilled my obligation until every single Jew has fulfilled his or her obligation. So I'm still mechuyav b'davar. I know, but that now Hamaris is a cute idea, but it doesn't have halachic applicability.
But yeah. What about Erev Tavshilin? I was thinking about that.
What about it?
Because the bracha that you make, and we say that everybody else in the year, even if they didn't make the bracha, are allowed to cook.
That is correct. So most people don't know the qualification of the Rif. The Rif says making a statement is hocus pocus. You can't do anything. But the person who wants to do is, when he makes his own Erev Tavshilin, he gives it to someone else, another adult, with the condition that that adult is acquiring it on behalf of every resident in the city. Therefore, why are you allowed to cook based on my Erev Tavshilin? Because you have an Erev Tavshilin. I made it for you. So that's the way it works. It's not the statement that my Erev Tavshilin works for everybody. It doesn't. But
why isn't there a system like that set up for this?
For which? For the counting the Omer?
Yeah.
No, I don't know why. I don't know why. Yeah. Correct. If you forget more than one time on a particular chag, I don't bequeath my eruv to you. So what are you going to eat that yontif?
Rice
wheels and cottage cheese. That's what you're going to be eating. No cooking. And you, since you have lots of boys, they are going to be thoroughly frustrated.
Why are we punished? Is there a real reason?
Yeah, because you didn't follow through. That's it. Because you're relying on the rabbi too much. We don't want you to do that. We want you to do it yourself. So one time, they'll grant it. This is the Gemara in the Gemara. Happened to Shmuel, famous Shmuel. He was sitting there on a stone, crying, sad, morose, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Everybody asked him, why are you so upset? He says, because I forgot to make an Erev Tavshil. I'm going to eat rice wheels and cottage cheese. So the head of the community, the rabbi of the community, said, you can rely on me. Next year, he forgot again on Rosh Hashanah. Shmuel. And they said, good, eat rice wheels and cottage cheese. Too bad. Yeah. So he said he bought the rice wheels with the quinoa. It wasn't so bad. Yeah. What? Yeah. 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 So let's take a look at. Go to page 5 for a second, because I want to at least show you the Shulchan Aruch. This is Karo in Shulchan Aruch about the mitzvah of counting the Omer, and he writes. Shachach velo birech siv zayin, shachach velo birech kol alayla, yispor bayom below bracha. That's it. The Rama doesn't disagree. So Karo followed the Bahag. Karo followed the Bahag against the Balei HaTosfos, who said, count without a bracha. Now, Sivches, im shachach levarech be'echad hayamim, bein yom rishon, bein mishar hayamim, if somebody forgot any day, then sofer bishar yamim, below bracha. Then you can only count without a bracha, if you miss an entire day. What is that? No, it's the night. Zion, he's telling you, if you forgot, you count during the day. Chet is talking about you didn't count the whole day. So you count without a bracha. Aval im himu misupak im dileg yom echad velo safar, yispar b'shar yomim b'bracha. That if there's a safek, then you're allowed to make a bracha. Even though that's good, very good. So, Ovadia Yosef, who is a big, who of course believes that Karo is 100% right all the time, here he writes, I'm not so sure, and he says what you should actually do is listen to someone else, make the bracha, answer amen, and then count. But Karo said you can count if there is a suffix, you're allowed to count. With a bracha, that's what he says. And it's actually a little difficult to understand why you're allowed to count without a bracha. With a bracha, why? Because normally, safek brachos lahakel. You take the lenient approach, and the lenient approach means to prevent you from violating the law of bracha levatala. So just count. You are yotzei any mitzvah of the Torah or the Rabbanan if you do the action and you don't make a bracha. No one will ever claim that you don't fulfill it. Well, last night you counted 39, you didn't make a bracha. All you said was Hayom, Tisho, Shloshim Yom, Shehem, Chamisha, Shavuot, V'arba'yam, Omer. You don't say the mitzvah, no doubt. So what's the downside about not making a bracha? It's actually pretty difficult why he says you're allowed to make a bracha. Yes?
So is the reason why you are allowed to do it because then you go into what the Rav said? It's about the counting of the whole...
No, because the counting of the Rav, doesn't allow you to make a bracha. And here the suffek is, did I count at all? I don't remember what I did last night. So normally you would say, okay, do the action, but don't make a bracha. That's like any other mitzvah midrabbanan if I don't remember. What's the halacha if I don't remember if I ate maror or not? You eat maror, but you don't make a bracha.
There is an action. In this case, it's not really doing anything. It's just the malach, or it's only. In other words,
if I didn't read the Megillah, I don't know. I was
in this case. You're making a bracha, but that you're counting. It's not. There's not particularly an action.
No, but the action is to say the words, to count. Just like there is a say the words of the Megillah. So if I went the whole night of Purim, and I can't, well, you must be really an Arab, I don't remember if I heard the Megillah or not. So the halacha is, you read the Megillah, of course, you must, but you don't make a bracha. Yeah?
What's the suffix is the other way where the person knows they counted, but they're not sure if they counted the right number there?
That would be the same thing. Same suffix, you can continue to make a bracha. According to the Karo, you can continue to make a bracha. According to Karo, yeah. If you go to page 6 for a minute, this is Rav Asher Weiss, who wrote a very long article on this Bahag. So, in the first bracketed line, he writes, "Ve'ein biyadenu livdok b'makor halacha zu." We don't have the availability to check the original source. The Besefer HaBahag Shetachas Yadenu Kol Ikar Halacha Zu Lo Nimseit. It's just not there. V'lo Yadanu Aye Mekoim Kivodo. Paraphrasing from Kedusha, Aye Mekoim Kivodo. Where is this halacha? It is so unusual that such a phenomenon should happen, that the person in his book, it's not there in the version of the book that we have for us. But then he goes on and says a big chidush. V'hine, next bracketed line. V'hine nish'alti b'mi shetas me'eretz Yisrael Australia b'mei ha'sfira v'hu over et kav ha'ta'arich. Somebody's traveling from Israel to Australia and he passes the international dateline. Mima'arav le'mizrach v'nimtza dileg yom shalem ha'im yamshich lispor bibracha. Should he continue reciting a bracha? So I don't want to read the whole, it's a couple of pages long, I didn't notice that either, but I just want to show you his lomdus, his thinking. And he writes, the Shulchan Aruch wrote that if you skipped a day, you now have to continue with a bracha. And that's pointing fault at you. You didn't remember to count. So we're not going to allow you under those circumstances to count with a bracha. In this case, the person did everything he was supposed to do. He counted last night, which was the last night, but then he got on the plane.
There's no forgetting.
There was no forgetfulness. Exactly. The day happened to pass. He says, you continue with a bracha. Why? Because you've done nothing wrong. You will count the next night in Australia the way the Australians will count.
You skip the day
completely. Exactly.
Okay, but does it extend if God forbid you're in a coma and you wake up?
I was just saying the same thing.
It's not your fault.
I would imagine the answer would be yes. The answer would be yes. Because it was beyond your control. It's not that you were delayed.
It's like with Shabbos candles. You know, some people say if you forget to light Shabbos candles 1 week, then you're supposed to add a candle.
That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch.
If you couldn't light candles that week because of some circumstance, then you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Somebody was an Onan also, I assume, once.
Good. Aninus. Oh. Good. So there the Shulchan Aruch says to do the thing like the Bahag. Count without a bracha. What's the big deal? Then you didn't lose the day. Yeah. Okay? But some say he shouldn't do that either. But it would be the same halacha.
And what happens if you go to the
That's his next question. So now what happened? It was the 20th day in Australia. You come back to Israel, it's still the 20th. See, he said, count the 20th. Count it again.
With a bracha again.
You do, because you didn't do anything wrong. And why should you miss a night of counting the Omer? Then you'll be doing something wrong. I'm not saying it's the only opinion in the world. I'm just wanted to show you his way of thinking.
We could relate this to the concept of tmimus, of what we're talking about for the tmimus, whether it's the day or it's the entire...
Correct. That is correct. We could. No doubt. No doubt.
It's also where it's kind of like geographic determinism. Like, if you're, depending where you are, that's what you do. Like if you're in Israel, you don't have a
Saturday. Right, okay, yeah. But here there was another issue. See, there with the 2 days Yantiv, that doesn't depend. If you don't do a second day, it doesn't invalidate the first day. Here, the issue was that if I don't count number 21, and I'm going from 20 to 22, how can I say it's 22 if I didn't count 21 yet?
And how you get on Shavuos, because the second purpose is to...
I know. Well, that's the shit. You count, and then if you're going to be there for Shavuos, you'll make Shavuos based on their count, not on your count. That's correct. That's good. I thought it was a very creative way of looking at it and emphasizing delay. You skipped. Not that the international dateline made you skip it. The questions are plenty about traveling international dateline. A lot of people say, just now that it crosses the summit, don't never travel to these weird questions. You know?
So,
he wrote a whole book on that in the international Menachem Kasher. That's kind of, yes, yes.
So with this, then the concept of the amount of time that has to pass, it's not, I don't have to count exactly 7 complete weeks, because in this case I would be counting 7 weeks in a day, right?
In which way? You're going to Australia?
No, I'm coming the other way.
Coming back?
Yeah.
Or have gone.
Yeah, you counted 49 days, but day number 20 you counted twice. Yeah, it's so you counted 50 days,
yes,
really.
That's right.
It's
or 48.
Right. That's correct. It's
so that part of it
is a little.
That's
doesn't
means something.
Correct. That is correct. That's correct. And that's why I could expect a lot of Poskim to disagree with him. And if you go to too bad, you blew the mitzvah of counting the Omer. That's it. Too bad.
Mistake of going to Australia.
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
Trouble with this idea that just because you didn't do anything wrong, therefore, go ahead. Because, like, I know that there were times, like, it's not exactly the same, but, you know, with Safrallah, that you have to count the 7 clean days, that if you forgot, or you weren't, whatever it was, you were in traffic, you couldn't get to the bathroom, you couldn't, you had to do whatever, you're stuck. You have to either start all over again.
No, that's not true. We're very makel. If somebody counted one day number 1 and day number 7, even though they counted or missed all 5 days, we allowed them to go on a mikvah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because even though you should try all 7 days, twice a day according to initially the Shulchan Aruch, but we have allowances knowing that people find themselves in predicaments where kids are crying, this one, that's not happening. So as long as there is a count, and a count cannot be considered significant unless there is a beginning and an end. So that's why they all say it has to be at least 1 on day number 1 and 1 on day number 7.
I thought you have to minimally know and verbalize that it is one of the clean days.
No. You don't have to verbalize anything. You don't have to verbalize anything. No.
So then how can you... In other words, you're saying you can just consider the 7 because you started and ended.
That is
so
correct.
You should really be able to count 49, you say 1 and 49. And then it should really be consistent.
Okay.
That's where I'm having trouble.
Okay. I hear that, but there is a difference. By counting the Omer, the mitzvah is to count. by a zava or a nida, it's not to count the day, it's to be aware of the day, to be aware of your status. It's no mitzvah to say something, hayom, yom sheni l'sfirati. You don't have to. It's no such declaration. It's an awareness issue that your status is that of Tehora. All right, we'll stop here and we'll continue next week. Yeah, next Devach.